Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The music. That's how you know it's time. Monday Night Football tonight. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We'll get you set for the next 4 hours for the Eagles and the Packers. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Off and running.
Hey, no, listen. I had some thoughts on my mind. Listen, don't let those Starbucks cups get y'all in this chokehold like they have, y'all.
The baristas?
The barista cups. Baristas. Like, the barista. Like, I don't know why, but my timeline blew up this week. Well, last week, I should say, with the baristas and how people were strong-arming the cups, or how the Starbucks employees were buying all the cups and hiding them from folks.
You get one?
Nah. But them they do look pretty cool, but I saw them on eBay for like $2,000.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's just a cup there. All
Starbucks
right, Hugh.
Got them in a chokehold.
Yeah, they do. All right, hopefully the Eagles have the Packers in a chokehold tonight. Hopefully they get themselves another win, get to 7-2. But Hugh, doesn't it feel like we've had forever to think about this football game?
It's been a while.
Look, the bye, and then this is the longest you could possibly wait after a bye because it's a Monday night football game.
Monday.
Yeah, so we had all day yesterday watching football, and then we come in today and we gotta wait till tonight. So let's get into it. 215-592-9494. He's got his notepad.
Starts in Green Bay. I still on there.
It does. That hasn't changed.
This hasn't changed.
Second half of the season starts in Green Bay. So when you have a game where it takes a while to get here, right? When there's a bye or whatever, or a Monday night game plus the bye, it's one of those things where we've thought about this game and talked about this game in a million different ways the last couple weeks and really kind of unpacked it in every other way. So it comes down to this. Are you getting more nervous or are you getting more confident as we get closer to tonight to kick off the Eagles and the Packers in a huge game? And we'll unpack the stakes coming up here within the NFC in a little bit. But you got one of those feelings this morning when you wake up. You're either fully confident or you got some nerves, Hugh. What do you wake up with today? Confidence or a little nerves as we enter a big one against the Pack?
Definitely not nervous. I wouldn't say overly confident. I'm not cocky. I guess that's the word I would use. Not overly confident.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, when you talk about confidence, that could like err on the side of cockiness a little bit.
But confidence is good. Confidence.
Yeah, I feel all right.
That sounds like you're talking yourself into it a little bit.
No, I'm
Come
not.
Come on now.
Like, normally
Are
on
you
game
confident,
day,
Hugh Douglas?
Okay. Let me give you an idea of how I look at things. Like, that morning I woke up and I said, hey, I feel pretty good about the Raiders. They didn't win. I mean, obviously, but I felt good about going into
you
that
game.
You
felt stronger about the Raiders than the Eagles?
This is only hurting your credibility.
I mean, what are you doing?
But no, Kyle.
They were 8.5-point dogs.
But no. You know, I reveled in sweat. Like, there were some people sweating that because they thought the Raiders had a chance. They scored first, and they never scored again. And
yeah, because they're bad.
Geno started doing Geno things. But I revel in the fact that that was a close game. Even though I didn't get the win, I'll take that. I'll take the lowercase W.
Moral
for that
victory, Douglas, has entered the chat at 10:04. Okay.
As far as the Eagles are concerned,
yes.
And I know people are like, "Hugh, just get to what the hell you're about to say."
Yes.
I'm about to. I'm long talking a little bit.
Okay.
I think they're going to win. Now, what does that look like? I don't think it's going to be pretty. I don't, but I think they get the W.
Well, did the Eagles ever win pretty?
Well, they had
I guess last week against the Giants.
Yeah, because that's the last time we saw them play.
Yep.
And that's the one memory that we have. But going into this game, Green Bay is going to play above their station. I know they have a lot of receivers and everybody hurt, but they're playing. I think they're going to play above their station. And with that being said, that's going to help them keep the game close. So I feel like this is going to be – we might have to sweat this one a little bit.
Okay. All right, well, listen.
I feel like this might be a sweaty game.
So you feel confident but sweaty. Confidence from Hugh Douglas.
Sweaty confidence.
To start the show today.
If there is such a thing.
All right, here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. I have nerves. This one's got me some nerves. The more that we've thought about this game, the more nervous I am about it. Look, I think the Eagles are clearly the more trustworthy team than the Green Bay Packers, who have a lot of issues right now with their passing game. Their wide receivers are all down. But I've got some nerves. I don't like that we're catching the Packers off their L. I don't like that. I mean, they are clearly going to come out tonight trying to rectify what they did last week, which is just totally crap the bet against the Carolina Panthers, a team that's not any good anyway. So that part has got me a little nerves. And then I'll tell you, as we go into the game, I feel like there's a lot of people out there we've talked to in the last week that feel like they have a grasp on what the Eagles are, the 2025 Eagles. You know what? Kudos to you, because I don't have a grasp on what the 2025 Eagles are. I hope to learn, and I think I will learn over the next two Sundays, or Monday and then Sunday, the next 6 days, what the 2025 Eagles are. Hugh, I don't know right now. I don't know. They're a good football team, clearly. Are they an elite football team? I think they still have to show us that. And I think when you look at the games they've played this year, I have one game, and that was the last one, which is the perfect timing, but I have one game where I feel like, all right, they did everything that we want them to do. They rushed the quarterback. They got to the quarterback. They played good defense. They tackled well. They ran the football. They threw the football. They did everything to win a football game one time. Every other game this year has had some good, but also some bad. And that's like it's been an up and down kind of year within a 6-2 record, which is always the most important thing. I don't have a grasp yet as we come into the second half of the season of how great they are. If they're great, then they're going to be perfectly fine the next two games. If they're not great, well, reality will hit us in the face. I have some nerves entering the game tonight because I just don't know what the 2025 Eagles are. I don't know yet. I feel like I should know by now. I feel like by now, November 10th, you should have a good grasp on what the team is. I don't know. I think they're a good football team that is trying to find their way into greatness. And maybe, Hugh, maybe that last game, and I know for a lot of people it already happened, the light bulb went off, right? Maybe the last game where they ran the football the most effectively they have the entire season, where Jalen threw a bunch of touchdowns, where their defense got to the quarterback. Hugh, the hope is that the last game was the new Eagles, right? Under center, running the football. They found their identity. But, Hugh, I'll just ask you before we get Kyle's taken on this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you know what this team is right now? Because I still don't. I'm not there yet.
Nah, we don't. And now we have this new look defense that we're going to play tonight with some new pieces. You know, we talk about Jalen Phillips and what he could potentially bring to the table.
Yep.
We talk about Brandon Graham being back. We talk about a couple new corners that we have, new positional players as far as slot is concerned and how we're going to play Cooper DeJean. But the Green Bay Packers don't know either. You know what I mean? Like, you're going into a game where – like, you've been scouting this Philadelphia Eagles team for the last couple of weeks. Now they look totally different. And on top of that, the offense looks different because you have Tank Bigsby that came out, and he got him 100 yards last week. So I'll say this to help try to calm you down a little bit, Joe. They're trending in the right direction. At the right time, you need them to be trending in the right direction.
Is one game enough to trend?
Well,
I keep hearing that.
Fair.
I keep hearing
that's
that.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
The bye came at a good time and at a bad time. It's kind of both because mm-hmm. when you look at it, the Eagles were gaining momentum, and then they had to slow it down. But they needed to because they had to get healthy.
Sure.
Now, going into this game, there's a little bit of trepidation. I totally understand that. But I feel like the quarterback looks like he's getting more comfortable. Devontae Smith is emerging as our number one. You know, as Jason Avant pointed out for us, And A.J. Brown is back. Well, he's healthy. And he's going to be in a position or he's going to want to get his game going. So I feel confident going into this game. But as far as, you know, how I think it's going to go, don't have a bead on that yet. I feel like the Eagles are going to win. But I don't have a bead on how the game is going to play
out. Yeah, I think it's going to be close and probably lower scoring. 215-592-9494. We've had 2 weeks to sit on this one. Wait for this game. The Eagles and the Packers, they come out tonight. We got a lot to look for tonight with the new guys. Jalen Phillips going to be out there. We'll see Michael Carter out there. BG making his return, which I can't wait to see. We'll get to those guys and what they're going to bring. Your feeling on this football game tonight. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from some of the people that are going to be involved in this football game tonight? Let's start with Micah Parsons, who obviously plays an outside role every time he plays the Eagles. Now, his first game as a Packer against the Eagles. Micah, talk about this game tonight.
I don't think there's a bigger test than the Super Bowl champs. They've done something that we haven't done. It's like, how did we get over that hump? I mean, we're going to have to see them again. Like, this is a team that's going to be a playoff team. It's going to be a team that we could potentially run against in the playoffs. Deep in the playoffs, you just don't know how it goes, but it's like, how can we win the big games? I mean, it's just like, it's like a respect thing. You kind of know, like, you should be taking us serious. Like, we're earning this on the field, and we don't care who you are, what you've done. We're trying to earn them stripes. We're trying to take them stripes. We're trying to get to where you're going, and that's, like, what makes this league so competitive is, like, we get there's teams that go to the NFC Championship, Super Bowl. We all got them dreams and aspirations to do that. But it's like when you come that next year and you're on the top of the mountain, it's like, how do you stay there? Because everyone's coming for it. And we're coming for the top of the mountain. Like, they're coming to Lambeau to show them why they're on top of the mountain, and we're showing them why we're climbing the mountain. So it's going to be a respectful game. It's going to be a very respectful and disrespectful game. So it's going to be a dogfight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's going to be a respectful and disrespectful.
What a Michael way to put it, yeah. Also, I love that he said that they're climbing the mountain. They just lost the Panthers last week. I mean, he picked a hell of a time to say they're climbing the Super Bowl mountain. So there's Micah. Let's also hear from Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Packers, who I think is a good play schemer, but he's kind of a coward when it comes to in-game stuff. Let's hear LaFleur.
You know, what a great opportunity. Obviously, Monday Night Football, defending world champions, Lambeau Field. I don't think it gets much better than that. And this is a really good football team, obviously, and they have shown that consistency for a number of years now. I mean, they got star power on every level and in every phase. I think Nick's done a hell of a job there. And so in that regard, it is a great test for us.
Well, it's a huge test for the Philadelphia Eagles here, and it's a huge test for the Green Bay Packers. It's a huge one tonight. The closer we get, the more I got nerves. Hugh Douglas is, I believe, talking himself into confidence. That's happening here. Are you fully confident?
Come on, Hugh.
I'm confident they're going to win. I just don't know how the game's going to play out. Yeah. My third eye hasn't given me how this thing is going to play.
All right, Kyle, what are you feeling? Because I got confident Douglas over here that's talking himself into it.
Yeah, he doesn't sound. I mean, he sounds more on the fence than anything.
I know.
That's what I'm gathering.
I was actually hoping this morning he would come in here full confidence because I have some nerves for this one.
I think everyone should be confident.
All right, good.
I just don't think the Packers are that good. Like, I look at their schedule and I see more ugly, embarrassing losses than I do impressive wins. I mean, their best win of the season, maybe their only, like, actually good win of the season, was in week one against the Lions. And, week one's the type of thing where you don't really know who anybody is. You know, you might not be the team that you're supposed to be, when you're really hitting your stride in week one. So, like, that one, I can't even really count that. I mean, the Eagles, while it's been a little bit ugly, they still do have those impressive wins on their ledger. Going down to Tampa Bay and beating a team that, you know, has given us trouble historically, going being back home, beating the Rams, stuff like that. Like, we just, I believe, are more tested than the Packers are right now. And, like, I just don't think Jordan Love is very good at all. Like, he's mediocre at best, I think, and that's how he's playing right now. And I do believe that the Eagles are trending, you know, at least in a better direction than the Packers are. Like, it was just the Giants, but they did also beat the Vikings, where the quarterback had a perfect passer rating.
Yes.
Like, the offense seems
the passing game is trended upward.
Well,
yeah.
But the running game, too. I mean, I know it's like that's just one game, but it finally looks like we're starting to put things together. So, I just go into this game having more confidence in the Eagles than I do the Packers. And I really think by the time we wake up tomorrow, we're going to be sitting here saying that was the statement win that makes people believe that this team is going to go back to the Super Bowl.
Well, now we're talking. And I need one of those.
A statement. I like it.
If they go up there tonight and win this game by double digits,
beat the brakes off
that
them,
would
off
be a statement win. That would be it.
I think us blowing them out is more likely than us losing.
I like that confidence. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down? Let's get this thing revved up here. It is game day, the Eagles and the Packers tonight in Lambeau Field. I have nerves this morning for this football game. Hugh Douglas talking himself into confidence. Kyle thinks it is more likely the Eagles blow out the Packers than lose the football game. Where do you come down? Are you getting more confident or more nervous as we get ready for kickoff? Which, by the way, kickoff tonight, depending on your TV service provider, not sure if you have it or not. If you have YouTube and you're struggling, you could always listen right here on 94
WIP. That's probably the best thing to do anyway.
Yeah, Pop Merrill, Mike on, and Devin on the sidelines. It's going to be a great night. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a game day Monday. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy game day, man.
Happy game day, Chris.
Man, there's about a lot of soft talk going on in that studio, Kyle. Thank God you're in the producer studio because, man, ooh, boy, some loser energy I hear going on. Hugh, I mean, I expected some use carryover from last week. He struggled all week last week.
He did have a tough week last week. That's true. He did.
I really feel like, again, I think we got the, you know, Uber Hugh that's in studio. I don't know whatever happened.
Where is the real Hugh Douglas? We ask ourselves this every single day.
Took my job. Taking jobs.
I don't know. But, guys, you know what? Let's get this thing all cranked up. take all this Lambo, sacred ground, frozen tundra. Tonight, we make this our battlefield. Because when the midnight green descends on that grass, it doesn't stay sacred. It turns into a crime scene. Tonight, we're coming to take souls. Every snap, every hit, every inch, we're taking something from them. You feel that? That heartbeat right now? That's silly. It's pure fire that doesn't care, doesn't flinch. It's that break your face and smile after energy. They think they're built for the cold? Nah. We're the cold. We move through this frost like sharks in blood. Coach Fitz is going to unleash the hounds of hell all night long on Jordan Love and fold him in half. We ain't tiptoeing into Lambeau. We're kicking down the damn door. We're not shaking hands. We're leaving marks. This ain't about highlight reels. It's about dominance. When that falls, that path will crack like thunder. We will bring hits that echo off the sand. Green Bay fans will be clutching their cheese heads, wondering what kind of chaos just landed in their house. But that's who we are. We are the Philly of the NFC. We don't smile. We don't play polite. We break their damn jaw. We're walking out of here with blood on our knuckles, victory on the board, and another team's pride buried 6 feet deep. Now, get loud! Get me! Beat Philly! The bell sounds the mark of another victim.
That is a way to start off the day. How about Chris speeding through the Eagles? Do you think he was worried about messing that up?
Yeah, the timing.
Yeah,
you
know, okay,
once you start hearing those last few bells.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you
got to
pick
it's
it up.
It's a good start. And especially
not a bad start to the day.
We've had worse.
We needed that because I need more confidence out of you. You say you're confident. I don't feel it.
Oh, I agree. The people are turning to you, Hugh.
I am confident. I just don't know how it's going to play out. Like most of the times when Eagles play, you kind of have a feeling about how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Jalen played well last week. Well, 2 weeks ago. The running game was there. I just don't know how it's going to play out.
May I offer a reason why I don't think you know?
Why?
Because we've only had 1 week where they've looked great the entire season.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I said it last week. The bye came at an interesting time where it's the last thing we saw, right? Mm-hmm. So it's been 3 weeks of, from the minute they walked off the field in Minnesota, they've played one game in 3 calendar weeks, right? Just the Giants game, and then they had the week off, and then here we go. This is the end of this week. So it's been a long time with only the one great game mixed in. It's all we're thinking about. I guess I don't know who they are yet. I want to know, and tonight and Sunday, the next 6 days, are going to give us a great glimpse of what they've become.
Do you know who the... We don't know who the Packers are, though.
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, then
I have a road game against another team that I don't know who they are either.
Joe, you and I both excruciatingly sat through that Panthers game yesterday for survivor reasons.
It was a tough day.
The Packers lost to that team.
I'm just laughing. Y'all sat through for survivor.
The Packers lost to that team.
I know.
They lost to that team.
And we lost to Giants 3 weeks ago.
Look,
that's why they say any given Sunday.
Right.
We're trending upwards.
They say any given Sunday.
That was off of one game.
Yes.
This is my favorite.
No, 2 games in a row.
Well, hold on a second. As a team or the offense?
That's a team.
Carson Wentz moved the ball all over us 2 games ago.
Got 2 interceptions.
Well, we did. He threw the ball right at us, but that's fine.
Love will do that.
Love might. You know what? A key to tonight's game, is, as we go through it, Jordan Love's going to throw the ball to the Eagles once or twice, like to them. They need to catch it. If they catch, like it might be as simple as that. If they catch the one or two times he threw, because he'll throw it up for grabs. I think he's a little better than the way Kyle described it. I think he's better than mediocre, but he's not great. I don't think he stinks, but he has tendencies to where he goes into weird spells.
He has stinky tendencies.
He has stinky tendencies.
Stinky
he does.
Tendencies.
Let's go to Drew, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Bub, what's going on? Go Birds.
Go Birds, Drew.
Go Birds, Drew.
Hi, I'm calling from North Carolina. I've been an Eagles season ticket holder since Franklin Field. Okay. I feel real good about the game tonight.
Oh, there
I
we
think,
go.
People got back getting healthy. I love Cam, but I'm thinking I like the fact that Jalen's playing under center right now for the running game. I got one big favor to ask.
What do you
I've
got?
I've been listening to you guys all season. Don't let you bet on the Eagles.
You know what, Drew? We're going to do our same game parlay
see,
at the end of the
see,
show.
Here's the thing,
I think that we might have
no,
to.
No betting on the Eagles tonight.
Get it, Drew.
Let it go.
Here's
let
the thing.
Let it go.
Wait a minute.
Are you ready to finish? Drew, I haven't really bet on the Eagles all year long.
Well,
like,
don't.
I do the parlay.
Okay,
I never bet Eagles on the money line.
He's thinking about your other bet.
I'm talking about the money line.
I've been betting for 50 years. I never bet on the Birds.
I don't either. You know what? You know what, Drew? To your point, I really don't either. Like, I'll bet the money line. Not the money line. I will bet the different legs. Like, I'll bet anytime touchdowns and things of that nature. But I never bet for the outcome of the game. I never do that. I never put them on the money line. Never do that.
Take a vacation on the whole thing today, you.
Listen, I'm the only one on this show that hit an eight-leg parlay.
It was a year ago.
I love you. I will follow you my whole life. But just let this go tonight.
Oh, no, I don't bet. For that reason, I don't want anybody
for
to think that.
For Drew. Yeah. Drew, good phone call, man. Go Birds. Enjoy the game tonight. I mean, he's on to you. Your betting advice this year has been a little suspect.
It's not been suspect.
It has been
good.
Suspect.
If it hasn't been suspect, then it's been bad.
It's not been bad. Like, see, here's the thing. I bet for my entertainment. And if you follow my bet to get rich, then that's on you.
So you're blaming them.
Yeah, but Hugh,
no, I'm just
for taking
saying,
your gambling
you'd be,
advice.
You'd be down.
I am, what do you call it? A sharper?
No.
Sharp? I'm not a sharp.
You're not
I'm
a sharp.
Not that guy.
You're not a sharp.
I'm not that guy.
You're as sharp as a spoon, buddy.
Yeah, if anything, you're a square. 215-592-9494. All right, how are you feeling here? Getting more confident or more nervous as we get closer to kickoff? I got the nerves this morning. This game has me nervous. Look, I think the Eagles are clearly the more trustworthy team. I don't know what they are yet. I know I'm supposed to say I know who the Eagles are. I don't know what this team is yet through halfway through the season. We're going to really find out post-bye tonight, Sunday, the next two games. There's so much on the line here. Where do you come down? I have some nerves. Hugh is telling me he has confidence. I need to hear it more. Kyle is super
confident.
All right, where do you come down? Confident or nervous heading into game day tonight? Your phone calls next. Plus, we had a very interesting report over the weekend about Micah Parsons, the trade to the Packers, and how it relates to the Eagles. This one is a juicy one, and it's a big fat L for Hugh Douglas. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Confident, nervous, what's the feeling? Do you get? I need everyone to get Hugh Douglas confident here, because Hugh's telling me he's confident this morning, but you sound like you're a little bit kind of confident.
I am. I'm confident. I think they're going to win. I just don't know how it's going to look. That's the biggest thing. I just don't know how it's
Where's the
look.
Third eye? Where's the vision?
I don't know.
Where's the vibrating on a higher frequency?
Like, I woke up this morning. I'm like, they win. And I'm like, but I don't know what it looks like.
You hear that, Joe?
I know. It's a guy trying to talk his way into confidence.
I think they're
going to I need everyone to help Hugh Douglas out here. I mean, I'm a lost cause. I'm a bundle of nerves for this one. Kyle is as confident as anyone I've heard today. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is it more confidence or nervousness as we head towards the game today, tonight, the Eagles and the Packers? All right. Let's throw this in the mix before we get back to the phone lines here, because this one was a pretty wild story yesterday morning. So, you know, we know the Packers traded for Micah Parsons at the end of training camp, right before the start of the regular season, end of the preseason. And when that happened, we wondered, you know, were the Eagles even involved? We talked about should they be involved. Then the story came out, they were. They tried. And according to some, they may have made the biggest offer for Micah Parsons, but the Cowboys didn't want to trade him within the division, didn't want to give him to the Eagles. Well, listen to this. Not only did they not want to trade him here, they wanted to make sure he would never end up here no matter what. Listen to this story, Adam Schefter, about a poison pill that the Packers and Cowboys came up with within the deal.
Micah Parsons was traded to the Green Bay Packers. The Dallas Cowboys had something of a poison pill inserted in there, whereby if the Green Bay Packers decided to trade Parsons in the NFC East, which is something the Dallas Cowboys didn't want, especially to Philadelphia, they would have to give their 2028 first-round draft pick to the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys did the same thing with Kenny Clark, where if the Cowboys trade Kenny Clark in the NFC North, they would have to surrender their 2028 first-round draft pick. But this was designed with the idea that the Dallas Cowboys did not want to see Micah Parsons wind up in Philadelphia, which made a play for Micah Parsons during the summer. And, of course, on Monday night, we'll get Micah Parsons up against the Philadelphia Eagles. And it wasn't until this past week that teams noticed that there were conditions attached to that trade. Well, those are the conditions. The Dallas Cowboys were doing everything they could to block that trade.
Hear your reaction to the poison pill that the Cowboys put in the deal with the Green Bay Packers.
You know, my first thought was, man, the Eagles are living rent-free in Jerry Jones' head.
Sure are.
That was the first thought. So much so that I tell you, it was two thoughts. It adds some validity to the Eagles actually trying to get Micah Parsons. But at the same time, it's almost like you know that you can offer somebody the moon and the stars for something that you know they're not going to take, mm-hmm. because you know how paranoid Jerry is. Jerry feels to me like that old dude that's just bitter, and he just put that in there. There's no way on God's green earth, in my mind, that clause should have been validated, because there's no way the Green Bay Packers give Micah Parsons a player that caliber all that kind of money and then turn around and trade him. That just, to me, is some, the Eagles are living in your head rent-free.
Yeah, and actually it's kind of smart, though. Like, if somehow he asked for a trade in a year or two, right? Like, he doesn't like Green Bay for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
They can't trade him to the Eagles. I mean, like, they couldn't. They would owe the Cowboys a first-round pick if they traded him to the Eagles or any team in the NFC. The whole thing was the NFCs. It's, you know, Commanders or Giants or Eagles, you know, before 2028. So, I mean, it's bitterness. It's living rent-free. It's also probably pretty smart not to let him get here. Yeah. The first thing I thought of was big L for Hugh Douglas.
No, I know. I mean, you're talking about the whole defensive luxury.
Well, because you kind of poo-pooed the idea they really were trying to get him.
No, but let's workshop this a little bit,
let's
right?
Let's do it.
Realistically,
yeah.
Howie was in a position where, Howie's a smart GM.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Jerry's not really going to, that stupid. Like, let's be honest, he's not that stupid. He's not trading Micah Parsons in the division, unless you thought he might, but I don't think he's that crazy.
I mean, he might
so
be.
So you offer him, you're helping drive the price up to get Micah out of the division.
Sure.
By, you know, asking for offering this, that, and the third.
Well, the other thing is, with this clause, right, it also keeps him away from the Commanders.
Yes.
Right, or the Giants, because the whole NFC East is within this thing. I mean, it clearly tells you the Cowboys were terrified he would end up on the Eagles. It tells me the Eagles clearly were after him. I mean, like, to a point where they offered a lot. That's why the Cowboys were afraid somehow he'd get rerouted here in a short period of time.
Like,
and they
the
made
whole
sure...
Brett Favre thing.
Yeah.
It was like the Eagles basically called the Cowboys bluff.
Yeah.
In a sense. And it's just crazy that they're living that rent-free in the Cowboys' head like that.
Yeah, it does. And it adds a little extra intrigue to this football game tonight.
Yes, it does.
It's our first game with Parsons against the Philadelphia Eagles. And that matchup in itself, Hugh, is a huge one tonight. Because, look, over the years, I think the Eagles have done a pretty good job on Micah Parsons. It doesn't feel like he typically wrecks the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed this year the Packers have used him in ways the Cowboys didn't used to use him. Like, he doesn't just rush off the edge. Sometimes he lines up over the center or the guard.
Yeah, that gives a guard fits right there.
Of course
there.
It would.
Because it's like you don't know where he's coming. You don't know how he's going to attack that. And mostly it's a one-on-one. You try to make sure that you're giving that guard and Micah a one-on-one.
Yep.
So you put other people on the line and you put him over the center because they don't like to move that much. Because, you know, when you're talking about those big beefy guys in the middle, you don't move that much when you have a smaller, quicker guy in that setup.
Kyle, your reaction to the poison pill and the idea that Hugh took a big old L on this one.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the takeaway is that Hugh Douglas
took an L.
Yeah, there's, I mean, you don't really have a leg to stand on anymore. With
yeah, I do. I have
the defensive luxury thing.
It kind of kills it. Yeah.
I can't get out of my head that now this sounds like this isn't another report of the tent by the Eagles, but it does also prove that they were in on Micah Parsons.
Completely.
We had the Garrett report too.
Yep.
Like, no. I do find it very interesting that we are going after a big – like, these guys are guys that are already paid. Huge contracts. We have – I mean, we were told all offseason that, you know, a lot of the names that we sat out on were because we had guys that we needed to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, you know – are we backtracking on a certain someone and our willingness
Jalen
to pay him? Well, is it fair to wonder?
No, it's not. It's definitely fair to wonder. Mm-hmm. I was about to say it's not fair to wonder.
It is
fair to wonder. It is.
Okay, if they're going to, if they actually want to pay Jalen Carter. No, I think Kyle brings up a very fair point. I mean, he's right. In the last three, four months, they have been connected to Micah Parsons, who cost $190 million when he signed. They're been connected to Myles Garrett, who cost close to that when he signed. Right, like Hugh, he's right. When this offseason happened, part of the reason why we were told, though, they couldn't bring back Milton Williams, they couldn't bring back Josh Sweat, they couldn't do this, they couldn't do that. Well, we got to save the money. We got to pay Jalen Carter in a year.
Yeah.
So now you wonder, are they less bullish on paying Jalen Carter and they're willing to reallocate the money for a different special player?
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. When you talk about this rumor and then you talk about, you know, to be fair, the Myles Garrett mm-hmm. rumor, they're looking to get a big-time guy because it feels like Jalen felt like he was – Jalen Carter, that is, felt like he was going to be that guy. But this year – probably have them looking at him a little sideways.
Well, the other thing, too, so there's two possibilities. One, maybe they're not fully confident in paying Jalen Carter, and mm-hmm. they would rather reinvest the money in a more steady defensive player like Parsons or Myles Garrett. Or, and this one you might like even more because this would put a full death nail in the offense, defense, a luxury thing. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they're ready. Know they're going to move off some of the money on the offense. And
well,
they know they can reallocate the money towards the defense, which is not a luxury, but obviously a full necessity.
Well, that does not if that happens, that definitely does not put a damper in, it, in my philosophy.
It destroys it.
No, it don't. It's the shift that I always knew was coming. It's the shift that I knew was coming. So it.
No,
but,
you didn't.
I mean, I kind of did.
What are you talking about?
I kind of did. I mean, if you go back and you look in the archives of my awesome takes.
We have them.
I just perused them. It's not there.
No, I like in the awesome takes that I have, the emphasis and the main basis of my argument is the financial ramifications. Most of the money is on the offensive side of the ball. And I did say at some point that's going to change. I did say that. So, I mean, it's not like y'all give me an aha moment.
Then how would that make defense a necessity? Because our point was that we're just in a spot right now where that's where the money's allocated. The fact that it will change, that, I mean, does that is that going to make offense a luxury at that time?
That's going to be my take.
That was my whole premise of my argument. Because when you look at most teams, the way that they're built, they're built with more offensive weapons. And most of the offensive weapons, most of the money is allocated to the offensive side of the ball. Okay, for example, not just Philadelphia. They just paid Hayden Hutchinson, right, with the Detroit Lions. Highest paid defensive lineman in the league. But you're also going to have to pay Amon-Ra St. Brown at some point.
But they did pay him.
Okay, they did. And you're going to have to pay Gibbs.
Gibbs is up next.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay Jahmyr Gibbs. And that's why they did that. Because statistically, realistically, when you give Hayden Hutchinson that money, you're getting him at a deal for what he is right now. You know, what is it, third year in the league or fourth year in the league?
I think it's his fourth, yeah.
And you got ahead of that. You got ahead of that with that. Jahmyr Gibbs, with the way the running backs are trending now, the whole running back scenario thing, a few years ago, he probably wouldn't have gotten that much money. But since Saquon has gotten that kind of money, it's going to bump his pay up a little bit. So the premise is still there. It's just that it shifted a little bit, and the conversation shifted because of what the Eagles were trying to do. But the premise is you pay your offensive players. They're the ones that, when you look at it, are on the field the most, the offensive linemen and the running backs and stuff. Defensive linemen, they're more in a rotation now. They're more of a personnel grouping as an than an individual.
To me, you always just pay your great players. Yeah. Now, the Eagles have had more established players on the offensive side. That now it could be, we'll see how this thing shifts in the next couple of years. But the Parsons report was fascinating.
It definitely was. No question about
it. Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys were terrified he was going to end up here at some point. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to that and confident, nerve? Like, what do you feel? What's the feeling this morning when you wake up with this football game? As we get closer, I got a bunch of nerves for this one. Like I trust the Eagles more, and if it comes down to a play or two in the fourth quarter, I trust they're going to make it over the Packers because the Packers are there's something off about them that they're good and they've clearly been a playoff team the last couple of years, but they haven't elevated beyond that. While the Eagles have been much better, it's a weird spot, and I admit. We are 8 games into this season. We are in week 10. We're about to end week 10. And I don't know what the Eagles are. I know they're good, but I haven't seen enough week to week to tell me, oh, yeah, like no doubt. They're a route about to take off. I've seen one great football game from them in their first 8 games. So I've got some nerves to see what they're at. Plus, they're weaving in all these new people tonight. That's we'll see what that looks like on defense as they try to get, like, who's the second corner tonight? Is it Ja'Korian Bennett all of a sudden? We know they left Jair Alexander home. Even let the guy get on the plane.
They left him home.
They don't come.
No come. So I don't know what the second quarter said. All right, let's go to Noel Middletown. What's up, Noel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, Noel. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm on my way. I'm driving to the game. I flew into Chicago, and I'm driving there now, and I don't feel real confident, man. I'm going to be honest, man.
Ooh, so you're going to the – is this your first time going out to Lambeau, or you've been there before?
So check this out. I'm glad you asked me. I've been on a stadium tour for the past couple of years. I'm finishing it off today. This is my last stadium. I'm going to Green Bay, iconic stadium, to watch this game, man. So I'm excited as I don't know what.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's
cool.
Is an awesome. I've always wanted to do something. So have you strictly followed the Eagles, or have you just bounced around seeing whoever you could see to get all the stadiums?
As it starts to get to the end, yesterday I had to go to Chicago. And I didn't want to wait for them to play Chicago.
Oh, so you were at that snow game yesterday?
I was there.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So now I'm driving. My wife didn't want to come, so I'm driving by myself, man. And I went through a blizzard already because it's a blizzard in Chicago. But now I'm about an hour and a half away from the stadium, so I'm excited.
Oh man, that is so cool. So you're ending it probably the most iconic one of all. You get to end
Let's
it with
go,
the Eagles.
Baby!
Let's go.
Let's go.
But you know, to be confident in the game, you sound pretty confident.
Well, he's confident in his trip. Excited. I mean, I'd be excited too. Lambeau Field.
That's a lot.
It's awesome.
I mean, no, I'm saying the stadium tour is a lot. No, well, not 30, that
there's
he's
32
doing
with
it. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, 32.
It's a lot.
Yeah, man.
Noel, man, enjoy it tonight. Go Birds, man. Enjoy this.
Man, go Birds, go Birds.
There he goes.
Hey, can I get an Eagle chant?
Go for it.
A-L-E-S-Eagles.
Strong chant.
That's a great chant, Noel. Call again, man. We like that.
Wow.
Noel,
come on, Hugh. You hear that?
How do you not confident after hearing that?
I never said I wasn't confident.
But you don't sound it.
No, I'm just saying.
I need you to say the Packers suck, the Eagles by 14.
The Packers suck.
I can feel you shaking from in here.
No, you know what it is? To be honest, it's and I don't like to get ahead of myself.
Here we go.
But I've never was afraid of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, you've famously been a Packer
hater.
Yeah,
I've been like, so for me, this is like dessert before the main meal, to be honest.
Are you looking past the Packers?
I'm not looking past. You asked me a question.
Dessert before the main meal, upside down dinner is looking ahead.
You asked me a question. And I gave you an answer.
Yeah.
I've been on this for the last couple of weeks, and I'm not the one to get ahead of myself. But when you talk about this Packers game, I'm like, all right, then. I mean, okay. This is just the calm before the storm.
Yeah, you're downplaying how good the Packers are to say that.
I've all season long, I'm like,
we're underdogs tonight. I mean, you know that, right?
And I was surprised the fact that we're underdogs.
Now, by the way, the line has moved towards the Eagles. It has gone from 2.5 to now just 1.5. So we're getting closer to a pick'em kind of game.
See, so yeah, I've always felt like
that. But why aren't we favorites if we're so much better?
I think because of the game, the last game we played, even though we trended in the right direction, the last game we played, I think that the fact that nobody has a serious bead on what the Eagles are right now.
I agree with that, yes.
So, yeah, but the Eagles are I always felt like the Eagles were a better team.
Yeah.
And I felt like they're going into this game that they should have been favored.
The official Kyle Quinn spread is at Eagles minus 3.5.
So. Ooh, that's a big number, Kyle, on the road. 3.5? Not even like 3.
You go no, three, no, 3.5. We're hook, getting that extra half point.
That's a big
number. Is that where I lost you?
Yeah, you did. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce. Carl, Joe, Hugh, and the crew, good morning on this glorious Sunday.
It's Monday. Good morning, Bruce.
Man, it's a good day. Good day, man. Look, before I get into my observation, Hugh, man, what the hell is going on, man? You know, you being treated like Slet Rock on your betting, man.
Yeah,
he loses a lot of bets.
No,
I mean,
you know what it was, man, Bruce? It was that Raiders game. But I took the lowercase W.
The people are tired of being lied to.
I took the lowercase W.
Betting, there's no lowercase W's. It's a win or a loss.
The way that I bet, it was a lowercase
when
W.
When the money leaves your account, it's an L. That's the way these work.
I did the lowercase W.
Yeah, hold on. What do you mean the way you bet? Everyone gets to bet the same way.
No,
you put
saying,
the money down, you win or you lose.
I said the Raiders were going to come to play, and I took the money
They
line.
Didn't really. They didn't score after their first possession.
Well, neither team came to play.
No, that was on the Broncos. Like, Bo Nix might just suck.
That's the way you look at it. Don't look at it.
What do you mean?
Don't look at it.
The Raiders didn't get in the red zone after 8:15.
I think the real takeaway is we might need to abolish Thursday night football.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that was. I do like betting on it. Go ahead, Bruce.
No, I agree. But look. To your point, Hugh. I didn't bet on the game, but I was optimistic that the Raiders would win that game, and they really killed themselves. They could have won.
They shot themselves in the foot. Mm-hmm.
They shot themselves in the foot. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
They're bad. I mean, bad teams do that. So what do you think, Bruce, what are you thinking about tonight? You confident? You nervous? Where do you come down?
Yeah, man. I got to be confident, man. You know, because, you know, you being a little squirrely, you know, you putting the squirrel energy out in the universe.
I'm just being honest with you, Bruce. I have some nerves for this one. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
Well, no. Well, look, let me just come with some things. And you hit on one of – I got like about 3 different observations, but you hit one of them. One of the things that really hasn't been talked about up to this game, number one, is Tank Bigsby.
Mm.
Okay? That guy, I don't know if I watch, you know, I watch how players, if you see his vision when he is exceptional and he can cut on them. That's why he got those 100 yards. So I believe that we have a strong 1-2 punch. They're going to use more of him, okay, in that game. And we're not even talking about the fact that Green Bay's number one option is not even available. And now this whole thing about Micah, you know what Philly does, and the reason why they destroy Micah, right, is because he's a terrible run stop. You run the ball on the edge against him, and they're already having problems with that. So,
Bruce, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you, and we've heard this forever. They are second in the NFL in run defense with him. Like I mean, like, we say this, but, like, he's on the field, and they're second in the NFL in run defense. So
I got you, but you got to look at who they play. See, that's the other part of the equation.
Play Detroit.
Who is it that they have beaten with that? That's the reason why I'm saying I'm not impressed by that stat. You know, it's all about matchups. And we got the six O-lineman issue that actually started in the Vikings game. You know, you said, well, I don't – No, that was a quality win because that was against a better defense.
It was against Carson Wentz, though. It was Carson Wentz. I don't think the Vikings defense is better than Green Bay's.
Well, okay. You didn't see when they what they did to Detroit the following week. It was about the defense. It just comes down to matchups. Yeah. You know.
Just quickly, with the point on running the football, against the Vikings,
right.
We ran the ball 23 times for 45 yards, 2 yards a carry. We've had all of this, we're on the trend is up. It's off of one game. It's off of beating a terrible Giants team two weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, I guess they got to show me. They got to show me they've turned the corner. That's what the next 6 days are. Show me against these two good teams.
I'll give you that. We need to see it. I just think that it's all coming together, and we got some new players that are coming on board on the defense.
There we go.
They're not going to do any well. My prediction, I'm going to tell you right now, before I say my prediction, the intangible is that they're playing. They're going to feel disrespected because they're coming in with there's a bunch of things that's moving in their direction. But my prediction is 24-14.
24-13. Yeah. Holding the 13 points. That's defense, Bruce.
Yes,
appreciate the phone call.
Stout defense
that
right
is
there.
Real. That's good defense. Let's grab Art in Philly. What's up, Art? Our guy Art?
Uh-oh. Mm. Moment too big?
No, Art's good.
Art?
I'm not sure he's good, actually. Art, are you okay?
Art probably.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Art fell asleep.
Now we'll get Art back up. Art's got a big take he wants to throw at us. I want to get Art coming up. All right, 215-592-9494. Nervous or confident? I mean, again, I need everyone to get Hugh Douglas to sound as confident as he said he is. I mean,
I'm very confident.
Well, and this is the first time you said it like that. You're confident.
Confident.
But I don't sense the like. You're not Bird. Kyle confident. You're just Hugh confident.
No, Kyle's a little cocky though.
Art in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Art.
Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Anytime,
you know,
Art.
I love you guys.
We love you too. So what are you feeling this morning?
I'm pissed off at the general manager. I'm getting off the bandwagon with him now.
What are you doing?
Well, because he should have signed Sweat.
Uh oh.
Mm-hmm. Still there, Art?
More than the whole Eagles team. And then Huff, he's got four or more. See, they should have had them guys. Them two guys are better than what we got. These trades. He's acting like a bargain basement. He's getting these guys that are injured. They don't compare to these two guys.
Well, Art, they don't. Look, I think the Josh Sweat, they miss Josh Sweat. I mean, they're clearly trying to replace him, Art. That's why they went and traded for Jalen Phillips. I mean, they're bringing BG back. They're trying to fix this pass rush, which has not been good enough this year.
No, it hasn't. In fact, it stinks.
It does. The edge rush has, Art, it has stunk this year.
It's been a little suspect.
Yeah, and that's why they're trying to fix it.
Don't forget, I love the Eagles. They're going to win tonight. Don't worry about the win tonight.
Oh,
I guarantee this win. It's a guarantee.
We got an Art guarantee. Art, we love you, buddy. We appreciate it. A guarantee. See, that's what I needed from Hugh Douglas.
That's what I'm
a guarantee
about Art,
from Art.
No, I think they're going to win.
If you say it with, like, I think.
No, I mean, I think they're going
to
win.
I know, but I need you to help me feel better because I'm nervous today. I got nerves.
Here, let me tell you, I've never thought Green Bay was all that. So that was kind of like, you know.
I know, but your track record lately is you think the Raiders are going to win. That's
the Raiders almost won.
That's not how it works.
Horseshoes and hand grenades. That's the way I live my life.
That's not football. That's not how it works.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. That's how I look at it.
215. I know. Not football. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. Confident or nervous about the game tonight? Plus, we got to get to another storyline behind this game. The Packers, we know who they are. They're enemy number one on the list of tush push enemies. We got to get to the subplot with the team that tried to take this play away
from
us.
So petty.
Yeah, well, we're going to be petty tonight. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hess Truck's back, and it's better than ever. Two racers, one amazing holiday gift. The 2025 stock car racers are loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com for $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries included.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.